science and technology.
Parasitology. The risks of global warming. Widespread use of anti-parasite drugs is reducing their value.
For decades, the overuse of antibiotics has encouraged the evolution of drug-resistant bacteria, which, though they have never broken out and caused an epidemic in the way that was once feared, have nevertheless been responsible for many deaths that might otherwise have been avoided. Now something similar seems to be happening in agriculture. The overuse of drugs against parasitic worms, which infest stock animals, means that these too are becoming drug-resistant. That is bad for the animals' health and welfare, and equally bad for farmers' profits. This, at least, is the conclusion drawn by Ray Kaplan, a parasitologist at the University of Georgia, who has just published a review of research on the problem. His results, which appear in Veterinary Parasitology, make grim reading. Sheep and goats are the worst affected. Studies in Australia, Brazil and the United States suggest that animals in half or more of farms in many parts of those countries are infested with drug-resistant worms. In some cases, the parasites are resistant to every drug that can be thrown at them. The proportion of infested farms is lower in New Zealand, a country that has a huge population of sheep, but even there it is rising at a worrying rate. Cattle, too, are afflicted. Dr. Kaplan cites work done in Argentina, Brazil and New Zealand, and horses suffer as well, with resistant worms turning up in both America and Europe. The root of the problem is what Dr. Kaplan refers to as global worming, giving drugs prophylactically to all livestock rather than reserving them for use as a treatment when an animal actually becomes infested. It is common sense, of course, to try to prevent infestation rather than merely treating it once it has arisen. Unfortunately, such promiscuous use of drugs is the best way to put selection pressure on the worms and encourage the evolution of resistant strains. What is needed, says Dr. Kaplan, is more selective drug use and better management. Worms are not evenly distributed. Instead, a minority of animals play host to most of them. Aiming treatment at those animals would reduce the likelihood of resistance emerging without harming a farmer's ability to control infestations. Better husbandry might help too. Not grazing so many animals on a given patch of land would discourage transmission. That, though, would bring problems of its own, as it would reduce the number of animals which could be raised on a given farm. Which leads to the nub of the issue. It is hard to work out exactly how much damage resistant worms are doing, and thus how much effort should be put into trying to stop the spread of resistance. Not least because, as Dr. Kaplan found out when he conducted his survey, the data are pretty sporadic. But they are worrying enough to be worth following up, for if resistance did get out of hand, the consequences could be very expensive indeed. No one farmer is to blame. This is a tragedy of the commons, in which sensible, individual decisions have led to a collective difficulty. But it might behove farmers to think more about how they use anti-worm drugs. If they do not, they may find that those drugs have become useless.